Welcome back to Voices of Helene. I'm BPR News Director Laura Lee. We are just more than a month since Hurricane Helene devastated our region, and the BPR News team continues to work to bring you the stories of Western North Carolina as we recover and rebuild. Last time, we brought you the story of Jesse Jarvis. Today on Voices of Helene, we're going to bring you part of a conversation our reporters had with Jarvis's grandfather. Here's BPR's Jose Sandoval with more.
A few days after Helene hit, my colleague Laura Hackett and I drove to the community of Fairview, just southeast of Asheville. We stopped along Garin Creek and talked with resident Jesse Jarvis about what he witnessed when Helene destroyed much of the area. We also spoke with his grandfather, Ed Dotson, and today we want to share part of that conversation. Dotson has lived in the area for many years and lost several neighbors in Fregs and Craigtown, a community devastated by landslides from the storm.
No, I just thank the Lord we're all still alive. I got no backyard, but that don't matter. That's the main thing, because there's a lot of people that lived across the mountain that's gone, and I knew every one of them, and some of them they still not found. There's one girl that goes to church down here. Her name's Angie Craigbull. I'm sure going to miss her. And her husband, he said his daughter had to hold his head up out of the water to keep him from drowning. And he said they got to the hospital, they cleaned him out two or three times and said he's still spitting up gravel and mud. It broke both his legs and done a lot of damage to him. But his wife's the one that got drowned, and every one of them people over there that got drowned just about it was kin to him.
You said you know every single one of them. Did you spend time together?
Well, back when we were young, we spent some time together. Not a whole lot, but they lived over in Craigtown. That's pretty. Now, some of them I went to school with. But them and their wife both got washed away. They're gone.
I mean, I think that's why it kind of hit this community so hard, because, I mean, everybody out here, I mean, Papaw can attest for it. Everybody's been out here for multiple generations. So, I mean, every family out here pretty much knows every other family. So, I mean, it's not just like some random person that's getting pulled out up here. I mean, it's somebody that you knew or somebody you went to school with. You knew these people, you know, your whole life, so I mean.
I'm 86 years old and I've never seen nothing like this. A whole mountain over there slid off. And that used to be a pasture over there where we kept horses and cows and everything else. It's just like a pasture. And that's gone. And this creek, I have never seen it up like it was. It washed my whole backyard away out there. It's four times as wide as it was, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And my son's house up there, it demolished just about everything he's got. And it knocked his house off the foundation. He's got probably $200,000 worth of vehicles up there, just antique vehicles. And that landslide crushed his garage in, and they're on top of each other. But like I said, thank God we're all still alive. That's the main thing.
How have you been spending your days? I know so many basic needs you're trying to get, right? Water, food.
Well, we've not heard any. As far as that goes, we've had everything we need.
I mean, you'd be surprised at how much you really need in a situation like this. I mean, honestly, for the first couple of days, we really didn't even eat much. I mean, because you're so stressed out. In the first 2 days, I mean, I don't know if Papaw had it, but me and my wife, I know for a fact, dude, I mean, it was just like migraine headaches for the first 2 days, and you don't sleep. I mean, because you hear all these landslides and everything coming down, so every time you hear a crack or a pop in the creek or on the banks, you know, I mean, you literally think that there's another one coming down. And I remember it might have been 2 days after the storm had come through. It started raining, and then it really started raining hard, dude. And I was just like sprinted down to my house because I was just thinking, here we go again, you know. I mean, luckily it stopped probably about 10 minutes after that.
I just think, you know, it's not bothered me as bad, because I thank the Lord that he looked over us. And what's really bothered me worse than anything else is all the people that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. So sorry.
We weren't real close. We wasn't real close, but I've known them all my life, and they've known me all my life, and we've never had no problems. And that's something to be proud of, that you can live around people and not have no problems. And that girl's house over there, she's a sheriff's deputy, and the other girl works in the OR at Mission Hospital. You couldn't have two better neighbors than those girls right over there. And she spent a fortune on that house remodeling the inside of it. Now it's gone. Trees come through it, and there's a pair of pants hanging on that tree that little girl was in. She ain't no little girl, she was going to college, but she was in that house when that tree come through it. And she came over here, and I gave her some dry clothes to put on and everything. And she was absolutely out of control for a while. Her death, and I can understand why, because she had come through a screen to even get out of that house.
She had to like tear it open?
Inside that house, there are trees that punch through the side of the house, and they are plumb across the living room, just about touching the wall on this side.
All this land belonged to my dad before he passed away, and up on top of that mountain, I used to keep it bush hog all the time, and I've been planting crops up there, and I've never seen nothing. I'd never dreamed that mountain would have slid off like that. And my pair where my son is, that mountain slid off, and it was about, I'd say about 10 poplar trees, big old poplar trees come up down there, and his dooley was sitting on that jet bank. It knocked it off of the bank, and it's laying there in the creek on its top, the trees on it.
It's a lot of loss. He said he was sticking here. You staying here?
Yeah,
you know he is the legend.
I've been a lot of places. I've probably been, all over the world, but I've never found no place I like as good as I do right here.
That was a portion of the conversation with Fairview resident Ed Dodson. Thanks so much to BPR's Laura Hackett and Jose Sandoval. You can find the full conversations at our website, bpr.org. And now we want to give you a brief update on the critical systems. Asheville residents continue to live without drinkable tap water. Water in the Asheville system remains under a boil water notice as water resources staff work to treat water at the North Fork facility. Find out more about the water situation and hear a full conversation with Water Resources Public Information Officer Clay Chandler at our website, bpr.org. Mountain True, a local nonprofit, is continuing cleanup and testing in the French Broad River. Riverkeeper Hartwell Carson said that although early results from Marshall show some contamination in the river, levels are not troublesome for human health. Early voting is underway across the region, and turnout at early voting is expected to reach record numbers. You can find a voter guide for all the counties in our listening area at bpr.org/election. And a total of 101 people have died across North Carolina as a result of the floods, landslides, and devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. The state medical examiner's office continues to release those numbers, but authorities have not yet released the names of Hurricane Helene victims in the state. As always, if you have suggestions or feedback, please let us know by emailing news@bpr.org, or you can answer our short survey at bpr.org/survey. I'm Laura Lee. On behalf of everyone here at Blue Ridge Public Radio, thank you for listening and stay safe.